96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. The shooting of two black men by police, the mass murder of police in Dallas, Texas, by a black man have raised racial tension across the country. Well, tonight, we wanted to examine how these recent events impact interracial couples. My guests, who have been gracious enough to join us to talk about these very personal issues, are Michael Hill and Michaeline Giampaoli. They've been married for 10 years and they have a daughter. Michael is black. Michaeline is white. Also on the phone, Krystalyn Karazin. She is the author of Swirling, How to Date, Mate, and Relate, Mixing Race, Culture, and Creed. She is a black woman married to a white man. We're talking about this issue tonight. Looking forward to hearing from you, our listeners, at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can also comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR or follow us on Twitter at DailyDrumWHUR. Mike, Michaeline, Krystalyn, thank you all for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Harold.
Okay. Thanks for having me.
So let me first ask Michael and Michaeline, when you first heard about this, ladies first, what did you think about the shootings in Louisiana, Michigan, and the following horrific shooting of the police officers in Dallas?
Well, to be perfectly honest, we've been on vacation and we had no access to any sort of media. So we found out about them all at once. And I believe I'm the one, I saw it, we were in a hotel and I was peeking at my social media and I realized that this had happened. And my first thought was, I just can't bear to talk about it. It, because it's just so painful to have yet more of the, I mean, I was more taken by the deaths of the two men than the shooting of the policemen at first.
Michael, what about you?
Michaeline told me that this had happened. Like I said, we were on a family vacation. We were actually in Death Valley, so we weren't getting any cell service. Mm-hmm. And when I saw it, and I'm assuming that, Harold, you can relate, a part of me goes, you know, more of the same.
Mm-hmm.
But
here we go again.
Mm-hmm. But another part of me is, really, we were having a family vacation, and we talk about this stuff a lot with our daughter Lucia, who you met.
Mm-hmm.
She's only 10, and one of the things that we discuss is just, you know, it's exhausting. Do we really want to talk about this now with her? But we did, when we realized we were getting back into places where there was going to be cell range and televisions, we said, you know, we need to talk to you. This is what's happened. How do you feel about it?
Did you talk about it between the two of you before speaking to her? And if so, what did you say?
We actually, we finally were back in radio range and we turned on the radio and they started talking about it. And I turned off the radio and I explained to my daughter Lucia what had happened and why we wanted to listen to the radio. But we're not people who want to shield her from the realities of life. But there was a part of me that I didn't want to ruin our vacation. And it didn't, because it's a part of, it's so sadly become a part of our life.
But certainly, you know, as Michael said, this has happened before. And you, when you weren't on vacation, and your name is, you know, Giampaoli.
Yes.
Italian descent.
Yes.
White lady. You're married to Michael Hill. Hill, it doesn't get any blacker than Hill, okay? You know, unless it's a Johnson or Jones or Smith.
Yeah.
What effect, if any, does this have on how you two relate to each other?
Well, one thing I think that one of the things that happens is when we travel, because of the things that have happened. I went on the poverty, the Southern Poverty Law Center website to see if there were any hate groups active where we were going to travel. And every place we went before we heard about this, I was always nervous until I saw a person of color. And I think Mike was a little surprised that I was so nervous about this. Because we've certainly talked about the previous shootings. And one of the things I have to say about when it started just happening over and over again, I'd like to think I understand my husband very well. Wonderful man. You know, yes, he's African-American. That's not why I married him. I married him because he's just a brilliant, gorgeous, wonderful person. But I started to realize what being an African-American man in this day and age must be like. I can't know. I'm a woman. I'm white. But I saw how devastating these experiences are, because it is easy living in Washington, D.C. to pretend like these things don't happen.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about how the recent incidents in Dallas, in Louisiana, and Minnesota impact interracial couples. I want to go to Krystalyn. Krystalyn, you've been an active part, not just in your household, but you've been an active part in really kind of researching and talking about these issues. What kind of conversations have you had with your husband about the events of last week?
We had a similar conversation where we looked at each other and it was sort of like, not again.
Mm-hmm.
Because our kids are, you know, are younger and they're, you know, not going to have a lot of interaction with the police, we didn't talk to them about that. We didn't tell them what was going on. We were on vacation too, and we made the decision to not let that be a part of the conversation. But he and I have these conversations, and luckily we do tend to have the same mind in terms of our feelings about what's going on and what really is happening. Now, I think we have a different view about what's been going on in the news, and the news can sort of frame the situations, what's been going on throughout, as sort of a targeting of black men, when in reality, black women have been victims of police abuse, Hispanic people, and white people as well. And in fact, the majority of the shootings that have happened in the last year have been white, followed by black and Hispanic. However, the Washington Post did report saying that Hispanics and blacks had higher incidences of being shot or experiencing abuse when they were, you know, in a non-threatening situation. So race is a factor, and we have to acknowledge that, and that's what...
But my question is, how do you and your husband acknowledge that? Because we
feel the same way. And here's what we think. Basically, we think that police abuse isn't just based on race. We think that there are some people who are attracted to this line of work, the authority, who take pleasure in abusing their power. Hmm. And that's not something that's ever really talked about. Like, we just talk about it as being a race issue.
Krystalyn, let me say this, because you mentioned the Washington Post article, and while there may have been 500 plus people who were killed, as you well know, that, you know, America is still a majority white country. And so with some, let us say, 400 white people killed by police, the percentage of black people killed by police, which may have been the number 104, That percentage is considerably higher, considering that the percentage of black people in America is so low.
Right, and that's why I mentioned that within that same report that there was higher incidences, you know, based on what you just said, but also there were higher incidences of blacks and Hispanics being shot and killed who were in non-threatening postures.
Exactly.
So
let me stop you there, though.
So we are on the same page. Mm-hmm. I certainly am not trying to discount that race is being a factor.
But hold on. I've got to get the number out real quick. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Of course, tonight we're talking about how the horrific incidents of the past week impact interracial relationships. I want to go back to Michael and Michaeline. You've been married for 10 years, obviously.
Actually, 20.
20 years.
Yeah, we've been, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Okay, great. Well, congratulations to you both.
When Ben's Chili Bowl was only one building.
Well, which really kind of drives home my point. How do you deal with debating or arguing about issues of race? Is there a black side? Is there a white side? Or is there a right side?
I think a lot of humor is important. I think it's really important to be able. I think it's really important to be able to laugh and take the air out of a situation in order to maintain. Because at the end of the day, that's the person I got to go to sleep with at night.
Mm-hmm.
And so I need to be able to step away from all of my stuff, whether it's about being a man or being African American or whether I should be the breadwinner or whether she should be the breadwinner. I need to be able to step away from all of that and focus on the way we feel about each other. To me, primarily, it just adds stress because I'm in my 50s.
Mm-hmm.
I think more now about getting stopped by the police than I did in my 20s, which to me is crazy.
And he makes an interesting point. He said whether this has to do with him being African-American or being a man, because, you know, it's not just always about race when you're talking about married couples. It could also be the woman's position, the man's position, the dad's position, the mom's position.
There's no African-American viewpoint on whose turn it is to wash the dishes. It's... race doesn't really come into it.
I can see the humor. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Brenda, calling from Sacramento, California. Brenda, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi. I'm calling because I'm a black woman and I'm married to a white male.
Okay.
We've been together 27 and a half years. We have two college-age children, and we were all together for this past to celebrate my daughter's birthday. And so we were discussing the events of last week, and we were talking about the Black Lives Matter movement. And something that, in the car, you know, we understand when we're talking in the car, we understand the reasons behind the Black Lives Matter to show attention to how white, our black lives are disrespected versus maybe the white majority in general. But my husband, he's a little bit offended by that because he thinks it should be inclusive, talking about all lives matter. And then some of the points that we made, we talked about the young mother who killed her four children, and she was black, and we talked about how it didn't get near the attention of the white mother who killed her five children.
Mm-hmm.
That was flashed everywhere. I just barely saw that little article about the black mother in passing, and we discussed the differences that media play and how it highlights the incidences of what's happening.
Well, let me ask Crystalline about that, because, you know, and Crystalline, you're not, you know, a member of Black Lives, you know, Matter per se. But what about that? There's so much debate about Black Lives Matter versus All Lives Matter, and then compared to Blue Lives Matter. You know, your
Martian Lives Matter.
And Martian Lives Matter, absolutely. What is your take on that issue?
Well, I think that, of course, all lives matter. No life is more valuable than the other. But, again, you have to go back to the data, and you have to go back, and you have to look at the ratios, because we talked about, you know, whites being the majority in the country. Right. In the country.
Well, so hold that point, and I hate to cut you off. I've got to take a break. I'm going to let you finish your point on the other side. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Stay on the line. You will be able to hear the program, and we are still taking your phone calls. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a bit.